B-Pod Studios.
It was back in the 1970s on I believe a $5 dare that Morgana, the kissing bandit, ran out on a baseball field and smacked a big kiss on the cheek of Pete Rose. And it's become history ever since. And Morgana, the kissing bandit, is on the phone right now. Hi, Morgana.
Hi, Stan. Hello, Haney.
How you doing?
It's great to be talking with you folks today.
How have you been? I mean, I haven't seen you run out on a major league field in a little while.
You know why? Because now I'm legal. I'm no longer on the 5 o'clock news since they invite me to do this. I end up on the nighttime talk show. So, you know, same medium, but different times of day.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, because for so many years you would surprise an unsuspecting baseball player, but wasn't there a rule passed recently that as far as the major leagues go, you can't spring out on the field anymore?
Well, you never really could. That's why I went to jail 19 times, counting in over 200 athletes, you know. But there was always that law, but since the fans enjoyed it so much and the players and I were having a great time, it was just sometimes some of those rich guys up in the front office, only in baseball, NBA's never locked me up, football, you know, anybody else, just Major League Baseball. But 19 grumpy guys in different stadiums around the country decided I should go to jail.
Yeah,
they never sicked Shotzi on you, did they?
No. Oh, and you know, you could step in some of that stuff and really hurt yourself anyway trying to run.
But you were knocked cold one time by police when you were trying to run out on the field.
That's right. Good old Cincinnati. I've been a Cleveland Indians fan ever since. That'll change you right over, let me tell you.
You know, for somebody, and I don't know who it might be, that has not seen a film clip or been in a baseball stadium when you've run out on the field.
Or basketball. Don't leave out basketball.
Or basketball.
Or football, because they've never locked me up either.
What are your measurements?
Very large, very small, and medium.
Will you tell me the breast size?
No, because I don't think a woman should have to be reduced to a number in the 90s.
Oh, God. Oh, but you
I'd have to lie about my age and my height, so don't make me go there.
You would have told me in the 1970s, though.
I would have told you in the 80s. But for some reason, December of 89, I decided I no longer want to be known for my bosoms, you know.
That's all right. Those stats will be made available in Cooperstown.
Yeah, you should be in Cooperstown.
Hang my bra there and some people will swear. They'll say, well, what has a hammock got to do with baseball? You know?
What do you think your best season was?
Oh, gosh, my best season. Let me see. Well, depends, because then that would be who were my favorites that season to kiss. And it's so hard because it's been spread out from 77 on that $5 bet and double dirty dare with Pete Rose to, gosh, you know, to just recently when I kissed Scottie Pippen of the NBA, because I'm also a Chicago Bulls fan. It's just kind of hard to say, but I'd say like the mid to the late 80s is when I was racing across everything. Brave, didn't care if I went to jail. I said, beat me up, lock me up as long as I get my man. And then I came to my senses. That was that same December, 1989. And I said, wait a minute. If people are going to invite me, why the heck am I going out here having security chase me, you know?
But who was the best kisser?
Well, it's so hard because I've kissed over 200 cheeks and I've never met one I didn't like, and I expect to kiss 200 more. But Pete Rose would have to be one of my all-time favorites, who should be in the Hall of Fame next to my bra.
Absolutely.
Because he was my first and he was the one that started this. I mean, he wasn't the first that did anything with my bra, but I mean, he was the first that I kissed on the cheek.
Have you ever come across a ball player that said, get away from me, Morgana?
Pat Borders, but you know, at first, it was my fault because I ran up on him too fast, you know. So after he realized it was me, then he stood there and took it like the brave man he was. Oh, and then he wasn't the only one. When I first started kissing, again, this goes back to 77, was Steve Garvey. He hid behind the umpire.
Oh, Mr. Clean, Steve
yeah,
Garvey?
Well, he thought I was another blonde with a paternity suit.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Finally, well, I swore we'd never met before. You. But in baseball, it would have to be Pete Rose, Nolan Ryan, Cal Ripken Jr., and, and my sweetheart, George Brett, the only player I ever went out on the field, two different cities, kissed him at the All-Star Game in Seattle and kissed him in Kansas City, and then he came and kissed me at one time at one of my personal appearances, and he says, now we're even. But we weren't, because I still got him twice, and he only got me once. But then in NBA, it would have to be Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, and Kevin McHale.
Kevin McHale, a good kisser, huh?
Well, I only kiss on the cheek. You got to remember.
I know that.
I'm a registered Republican, so, you know. Hey.
But you can tell if you go out there and kiss them on the cheek, if they go press a little bit tighter to the mouth there than the normal smack.
Well, that would be Charles Barkley.
Now you're in the minor leagues, and you're actually being paid to go out and surprise an unsuspecting minor leaguer.
Well, there's 160 minor league teams from Class A to AAA, and I happen to own one of those Class A teams. Fact is, we're a farm team for the Florida Marlins, so it's appropriate we're speaking today.
What's the team?
Well, I've been, for 10 years now, I've been the owner of the Utica Blue Sox. They're a New York Penn League. Utica, New York, 100 miles from Cooperstown, in fact. In the past 2 years, we've been a farm team for the Florida Marlins. Before that, we were Phillies, Boston, and White Sox. But I'm proud to say that we are Florida Marlins farm team, and I say that proudly because the Florida Marlins have my all-time favorite manager, Jim Leland. I've known him since he was managing in Nashville with a minor league team.
And He's one of the greats.
Oh, he is. I said then, in fact, I told the president of the Toronto Blue Jays, I said, get Jim Leland. I'm tired of you guys recycling these same old managers that get fired over and over. Some of them are 110 years old, not that anything against age, but if they haven't proven themselves by now, I said, get Jim Leland. And Peter Bavese to this day says, darn, we should have taken you up on that. Is he a great manager or what?
So, but
have you kept track of have you watched the stats of the minor leaguers that you've kissed and watched their careers blossom?
Well, I try to, but I do so many games in the summertime. To tell you the truth, unless I get right home and write it in my journal, somebody, my manager, or somebody, you know, when they get their first game in Major League, they'll say, "Remember, you kissed him two seasons ago," and I have to go look it up or something because you, with 160 teams, not counting the independents, I'm kissing sometimes double plays at some of these games, sometimes double headers. You know, they'll have two games in one night, and if I'm kissing two players at each game. But I do try to. I really do try to, but sometimes I lose track and then have to pick them up after they've been in the majors for a couple of years. I think, boy, they look familiar. You know, then I look it back up in my journal. Oh, no wonder they're in majors. I kissed them when they were in the minors.
So you keep a journal of every single one you've kissed?
I try to. I really do. I try to keep every event. I'm on the road quite a bit. So I make little notes. Then when I get home, I've got journals that go back like 15 years. You know, some of them, you know, was kind of a dull day. It'll just say what the weather is. But, you know, the days that from the first time I bungee jumped 150 feet and threw out that first ball at a baseball game up in Boise, Idaho a couple years ago. I was trying to get over my fear of height.
Bungee jumped.
And I threw out the baseball at the same time. And even though it's amazing that I was dumb enough to jump 150 feet, built like I am, you know, I almost lost body parts. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah, we know how you're built, but you won't tell us.
No, but you can imagine how frightening it was to the catcher when he sees me springing down there. I don't know if he was more afraid of getting hit by the ball or, you know, my strap might break. But he caught the ball, and I got all the credit because they put it on Play of the Day forever and ever. What is that, CNN's Play of the Day? They played that forever. When the poor catcher wasn't even shown, he caught that ball 150 feet looking straight up in the sunlight, you know, and he caught the ball, and I was the hero.
How's your minor league team doing? Are they doing well?
We're playing 500 ball.
Five, that's okay.
But you know what's sad? See, it's up in Utica, New York, and it's really hard hit up in that part of New York State, and it looks like I'm either going to have to sell, this will be the last season, or move. That's the way it's kind of looking. And after 10 years in a city.
Oh, that's tough.
I know. It's very, very, very sad because I'll feel like a traitor if I leave. But, you know, people can't afford to come anyway. People are moving out of the town of Utica. So should I be the last one there? I'm thinking, should I wait till everybody moves out? And so, maybe nobody will care if I sell it.
Is the team drawing well?
No, because nobody has any money.
Then you got to do what you got
to
do.
I know.
Have you tried bat night?
We've tried everything. plastic razor night, you know, everything. Velcro wallet night.
Sure. Oh, man. Hey, you got to send us down a couple of caps.
Oh, I will.
I'd love to have one of those caps.
This year, the caps are cute. Before, they just had a plain OU on it, you know. And this year, they're real cute because they've got a U, but they've actually got a little blue sock on it. It's real cute.
That's one thing about minor league baseball teams. They got the best caps in baseball.
Well, our U is kind of boring. Have you got time for a quick story about my U cap?
Absolutely.
Well, when I was on Geraldo, and this was a sports-related show, needless to say, or I wouldn't have been on Geraldo because I'm not familiar with my neighbor's parrot or anything, you know, so it was strictly a sports show. So I heard that he collected baseball caps. So, you know, at the time, Malcolm X was out, and they had those X caps everybody was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him one of my Utica caps, and it had a U on it, and I gave it to him. He acted so excited. Oh, I don't have a U cap. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I collect caps. It wasn't 2 months later. I tuned in one day to the Geraldo show, and here sits some guy in a disguise. He's a flasher. You know, it's having people that have these problems. And here's this flasher sitting there with this false beard on wearing my U cap. Boy, it really meant a lot to Geraldo, didn't it? Some pervert sitting there wearing a Utica Blue Sox cap.
And what publicity for you?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No, you can't buy that kind of publicity.
Maybe that's the reason nobody's been coming to the games. I don't know.
Well, Morgana, thanks so much for coming on. You've entertained us for many years.
Oh, well, you are so sweet. Thank you. And I want to say real quick, look for me in a town near you soon, because not only am I doing some little cameos in films, I was in Kingpin with Woody Harrelson, Randy Quaid, and Bill Murray.
Oh, really?
But also we've got one coming out called bottom feeders, which should be out in October. But I'm at card shows and, you know, baseball games or what have you. So kind of watch for me. And anybody comes to see me, you tell me that you heard me on the Stan and Haney show, and you'll get a free autograph glossy photo.
Oh, great.
That's in. So tell them to watch for the ads, because I'll be there doing something. That's for darn sure.
All right, Morgana.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Morgana the Kissing Bandit, part of baseball lore.
Now all we got to do is find the guy with the rainbow wig and the John 3:16 sign, and we'll have that particular end covered.
You know, I met Stan and Haney, and they're not at all what I expected. I expected to see some guy in shorts and a giant T-shirt or something like that. And actually, that's what I did see. Yeah, they pretty much fit the image.
Paul Gaeta, founder of the Sanibel Steakhouse.
Yeah, you know, Stan reminds me of a big 14-ounce filet, a big, you know, that big piece of meat right in the middle of the plate. And he's kind of like a 10-ounce strip steak. You know, he's kind of tall and skinny.
Dedicated craftsmen gather each day in pursuit of perfection.
Oh, I'll tell you what makes it, well, it's when you have two guys, it's just like a porterhouse. You know, you get the best of two worlds. Usually they're different personalities, at least they should be. If they're the same personality, it doesn't work. So they're going to kind of have different ideas about life and things in general, and I think that's what you got with these two guys. I think they're great.
Experience the passion being crafted for you each day.
We like the term on the way out. We'll be back. Thank you. It was great.
Thank you.
our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Yes, I make you feel terrible.
Stan, are you wearing an Abolish ICE shirt?
Yes, I am. No, I'm not.
Oh.
No, I'm not. How dare you?
What is that, the American flag in the shape of Australia?
No, that's the American flag in shape of a American bison. And it says, Land of the Free.
Oh, that's a nice shirt then.
Thank you.
The way that it was hanging on and getting twisted up, it could send the wrong message, though.
Yeah, I know.
Because I looked at it for a second, and Stan wouldn't be wearing an Abolish ICE shirt.
This is the only place here where I don't have to try to suck in my gut. Hi, everybody. Where do I begin?
Where do I begin?
Many names because of certain reasons.
Wait a second. Am I obligated to send her a card now?
No.
Not yet.
No, next year.
Again, you'd remind me, wouldn't you?
I'd like to see if you'd do it on your own.
I wouldn't. And it wouldn't be because I meant to.
I know.
It'd just be one more person mad at me. As far as I know, I'm okay in her book because I haven't...
No,
I'm not
good.
Obligated yet.
We discovered a couple months back a nice Italian restaurant.
You know when it really hurts is when it's my mom. She really gives me the riot act.
But you don't forget your mom. Never mind. We found a nice Italian restaurant. And so both of us said at the same time, this would be a nice place to go for your birthday. And so we made reservations like 3 weeks in advance to go to this Italian restaurant. Nice place.
Fancy Italian restaurant?
It's pretty fancy. Phenomenal. Phenomenal food. And
anything on the menu that you're partial to? Or is it just all good?
It's all good. They have nice veal dishes. All right. But so,
is that on menu or off?
It's on menu. Very limited menu. You take what they're making. There's probably like 7 things on the menu.
But they got a veal chop available
and it's
always?
It's not a chop. It's a cutlet, pounded. Oh. So I got to get to the hell. So it's a really nice place. Really great food. So he said, well, for your birthday, we'll come here. We'll order a bottle of wine and make it a nice evening for your birthday. Okay. So this is hell on earth. Our reservation was...
So I'm guessing you've showered and everything.
Yeah, yep. Oh, yeah. Put on a collared shirt. 7:30 was our reservation.
La-da-dee.
Yep.
La-da-da.
And I felt really good about it because we get to the restaurant. Had it set well in advance, 7 o'clock reservation. And there's a couple in front of us coming in. We would like a table. Oh, we're sorry. 90-minute wait for a table. And I'm looking over at her saying, we've got a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
For
once things are going Stan's way.
La-dee-dee. So we walk up to the hostess stand. And yes, reservation for 2, 7 o'clock. Oh, yes, there you are. And they have their little tablet where their seating charts are.
Mm-hmm.
And one hostess looks at the other hostess. And I'm like, what's the deal? Why are you looking at me funny?
Because you can smell it.
Oh, why are you look? What's the deal? What's the deal with you here? We're gonna be taking you to the other dining room. Okay, follow me. Okay, so we go around and go around, and then suddenly we hear music. It's not the Italian music that's playing over the...
For the ambiance.
For the ambiance and the nicely lit... we go into what can only be described as their showroom. And I'm like, what is this? And on stage, in this... alternate room is this man and this woman who are in their 60s plugged into a karaoke machine singing the sounds in doo-wop of Jersey. And it's an old guy and an old woman, and the place is blasting. And the whole place is filled with, I'd like to call the 70 and up crowd.
And you're being blasted with things like, well, I wonder, 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 wonder,
yes.
Who wrote the Book of Love?
How many people out there remember Johnny Maestro? Well, we
got
ladies and gentlemen, here's another favorite for you. We call it an oldie but goodie.
Tears on my pillow.
And then they hit the track on their little box, and then the two of them start singing like they're Brenda Lee and Frankie Valli.
Oh, no.
So.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
So I'm like, where in the world are they going to put us in there?
You mean you didn't put a stop to it right away?
Hold on. Let me finish, and you'll see about the stop and not stop.
That would have been enough for me.
Oh, it was. So they bring us into the room, and there is a table for two.
I mean, it's one thing when you're going out to dinner and you're going to have a couple of drinks, you know, WTF, roll with the punches.
Right.
No. This was planned in advance for a certain experience.
Yes. So we go in there. There's only one table.
May I ask, when you were making your reservations, did you ask if they would be featuring karaoke by elderly people?
Nope.
Did you request it?
I think it was like the Jersey Sounds of Alan Barb.
Mm-hmm.
So
this was not what you had in mind.
No, sir.
You had a particular experience in mind.
So they take us there. The only table available.
So this is like separated from the main room.
Yes. The only table available in this showroom.
So you go from Candlelight and Arrivederci Roma to doo-wop and loud.
Yes. The only table in the room was the one 3 feet from the stage.
Oh, and, God.
And they actually took the chair that would be so you could face each other, turned it around, and put the two of them on one side.
So you're having a dinner show now.
So that I am from where I am to you is where they are singing their...
Because nobody else wanted to be there.
Sounds of Jersey. So I said...
Was this the table where they had their song books laying? They had to move them back off?
Pretty darn close. So...
Jesus.
She looks at me. They immediately...
Why is it always like this?
They immediately acknowledge us. Well, we got a couple of people sitting. How do you do? We're Alan Barb, and we're going to be singing. And I'm like, oh, no. As soon as we sit down, the waitress comes up. She starts asking us, what would you like? And we couldn't...
You can't hear her over Alan Barb.
And we couldn't hear her. So I'm looking at my girlfriend on the verge of tears, and I'm saying, we're moving.
This isn't what I planned.
We're moving. We're going to... And she said, no. She said, they already up on stage saw us sitting down here. They're going to see us up and leave. The waitress just came to the table, and she's going to lose out on her tip. And I said, we can move it right now. No, I better not. So we sit down, and they're singing. Who decides? I didn't know that right in front of us, 6 inches from our table, was their dance floor.
Oh.
And
so it does get worse.
And you got old Vinny with his little pencil-thin mustache and greasy combed-over hair dancing with, you know, a Dot. And her facelift, and the whole place is dancing as we're trying to eat our food. And it's loud. We can't hear ourselves think. And so while I enjoyed a glass of wine, my girlfriend enjoyed 3 or 4 glasses of wine and then started getting a little loud. Yeah. And they wound up singing her happy birthday and...
No.
No. Yeah, right in front of us. They weren't this good. When you were a little girl. Yep, and they were up there doing their little dancing. And then halfway through it, their karaoke machine would break.
Sorry about that, folks.
Had to start over.
My eyes ain't what they used to be. Let me restart that.
That was exactly it. And as he's doing this, Barb is on a cowbell. I can't shut it off.
Stan?
It was horrific.
No, I'm sure she was a champion throughout all this.
She was a champ.
But do you know what's going through that poor young girl's mind? What? You're getting married in a month.
Yeah, I know.
She's sitting there going, is this it?
I know.
Is this what's happening?
Look.
What have I done?
She's at the table calling her mother. It was horrible. And I really liked this place when you're in the main dining room.
You know, I understand we have a couple of soon-to-be newlyweds here. You hear about that, Barb? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he sang this.
Of course he did.
He sang this. Oh, please. He sang it. And he could not hit the high notes. But and when he's doing it...
Brothers can't hit those notes anymore.
I know. When he's doing it on the karaoke machine, they're all sitting there watching and they're slow dead. Thank you very much. Thank you. In the middle of the song because he thinks he's doing it really great. Thank you very much. Here's another favorite of ours.
Well, he paid a lot of money for that karaoke machine.
Yeah, I paid a lot of money for a dinner.
And convinced all his friends to come and patronize the restaurant?
It was insane.
And you didn't put a stop to it?
I was going to put a stop to it. She told me not to.
Well, of course she's going to say that.
And then, of course, I said to her, I said, we should have been the couple in front of us. I would have rather waited the 90 minutes.
At any point, did you go to the bathroom and see the couple that was told it was going to take 90 minutes eating their dinner in the main room?
I don't know. They probably were.
Well, we've just had a cancellation.
Yeah. Lucky you.
We were able to make a little room. We thought the other room was sold out, but we found a table there, so we can fit you in the main room. Unfortunately, Doo-Wop City, there's no room over there now, so don't ask.
And the sounds of Jersey. Xfinity and Xfinity XFi.
That's where you have a little control, isn't it?
You have control over things. Stop being stuck somewhere where you don't have control. You have control.
You got no control anywhere else.
You should have
control in your own home.
Yep. If you want to gather the family for dinner, you can stop the Wi-Fi. You can shut off the wife's Wi-Fi. You can shut off the kids' Wi-Fi.
Not like you can't shut off Johnny Doo-Wop.
Nope.
At the restaurant in the overflow room.
But you can at your own home. Especially if the kids got a curfew, school just around the corner, shut off that Wi-Fi. It's time for bed. Take control.
That lets them know you're a real man when you can shut off the Wi-Fi.
Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Requires eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 9/30/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Here's another oldie but goodie for you. One of my favorites.
Shut the hell up. Coming up on the show today, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Also, in about an hour or so, we'll give you a chance to win.
This is something that I just figured we'd add to the repertoire. It's a little something by Johnny Maestro. How about you, young lady? Do you know Johnny Maestro?
Oh, of course you know Johnny Maestro. Well, I wonder, 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 wonder who wrote the book of love.
Ah, God. Grab bag.
Is on my pillow.
Oh, he did it. He did it.
Bumble, bumble, dead at the dead at the.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Oh, man. She didn't get sick, did she?
No.
Because I know sometimes when she gets a little too antsy and has a couple of too many wines.
I reminded her.
Did she have her full limit, though?
Yeah, she wanted more, but we knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And she looked at me at one point, and I said, you're going to be sick if you keep... Well, that's the price you got to pay sometimes.
Oh, she gets like that?
Happy birthday.
You know what?
What?
Me and her are going to have fun.
Oh, you two are going to have a blast. I won't have a day after the wedding, though.
No. Nope. You'll be just shaking your head.
Have to postpone a day leaving because she's going to be at, getting IVs.
Yep. Me and her are going to paint the town red.
Go ahead.
Stan will be in the room.
I'm going to be resting.
Yep, so that he can get up at 3 in the morning with a cup of coffee, hit the slot machine.
That's right. That's my favorite time.
She and I will have been asleep for about 15 minutes when you get up.
Happy birthday, Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee is here from Rush.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Take off to the great white north. Take off.
It's a beauty way to go.
66.
Closer to the heart.
Something's not right.
Yes, closer to the heart. Invisible airwaves crackle with light. I will choose free will. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean price. In the basement bars, we comfortably cast out. It's a new world. Big money goes around the world. Time stands still. Living in the limelight, the universe will be concert hall.
Yeah, 66. What the hell?
What's happened?
I don't know.
We weren't doing anything.
Nope.
It just happened.
Yep. Everybody that we listened to as kids got old.
No, I mean, we just, we've done our job every day, and all of a sudden, Geddy Lee's 66.
Yep.
We had nothing to do with it.
Mick Jagger's 78. What the?
Saw something about Mick over the weekend.
Yeah.
That in his 20s, he realized he needed to do something. And he wanted to put a bunch of money aside for retirement. And the investment guy is like, you know, I don't normally say this, but, you know, you're Mick effing Jagger. I don't think you're going to have to worry about money. He goes, oh, what, are you kidding me, mate? You see me doing this at the age of 60?
Yeah.
Well, he's got both. He's got his retirement account well-funded, and he still makes money.
And
there's something wrong with that.
And Tom Cruise looks the same.
There's something wrong with these people, I'm telling you.
Yeah. What I'm about to play for you is a real...
Although, I shouldn't say that, because it's been proven that I'm not going to age.
No. We put that age app on you. You look the same.
Yeah, it's like one day I looked old to you, but that's as old as it's going to get for me.
Yep. What I'm about to play for you is not a joke. It is a real product. I'm interested. It's a brand of men's underwear called Snowballs that have an ice cool pouch.
Where do you get those?
All right, let's find out.
Snowballs, cooling underwear for conceiving men. With Snowballs, you can keep moving, keep working, and keep playing. Our snow wedges are designed with a central hinge that cleverly molds to your body to reach maximum surface area and maximum cooling. Unlike normal ice packs, they won't get you wet, and you won't have to sit there holding ice for hours. After inserting a snow wedge into your snow balls, it should keep you cool for about 30 minutes.
Oh, that's all.
There's the ad for it. I want all day coolness.
Yeah, and you don't want it ice cold. You just want it almost like a menthol feeling.
Yes.
But without the grease.
Yeah, right. Without the oil and grease, and you know, you kind of a witch hazel feeling.
Why would you bother to do that for 30 minutes?
I don't know.
Well, I guess it's for men who can't conceive.
Right.
God knows we don't have that problem.
No. But the thing is...
If anything, I need to heat them up.
Well, the thing is, you don't want them cold to conceive. You realize that men have their own regulating temperature. That's why sometimes you're riding high in April and down in May.
That's why they're outside the body.
Yes, to regulate.
But it's a more reptilian system where you're dealing with air temperatures.
Yep. Oh, you couldn't do this.
You know, women, all that equipment is way up in there where it's regulated there at 98.6.
Yep, perfect.
We vary.
Yep. I'm sitting right here and I'm varying.
You know, now that I think about it, I really would like to cool off.
Yeah.
Yes, they're 59.
Dateline, Tennessee.
How much are those?
And there's five
things?
Sizes that you can choose from.
Rob, how much are they?
Small, do they have a price on them? Large and double XL. Yes, they're 59.
Okay,
And there's five sizes that you can choose from.
Really?
Yeah. Small, medium, large, extra large, and double XL.
Oh, they only go up to a double X?
Yeah, what the hell? Come on.
Who are they trying to sell to?
Yes, I can't buy any.
Hell no.
You couldn't do this. You'd lose your mind. A woman in Tennessee was staying at a beautiful Hampton Inn on Friday when she woke up to a snake in her bed. A real snake. It was just a garden snake. Wasn't dangerous, but still, it'd rattle you.
Felt something cross my arm this morning. Looked over and it was a snake. It was just laid out across my arm. It landed back on the bed and I jumped up on the desk, you know, and called the front office for them to come. They did compensate my room, so they took care of me there. So, I mean, they were very good, nice about it.
Right, except there was a snake in your bed. Oh.
They were very nice about it, yeah.
Yep, tingly fresh in peppermint, spearmint, and now root beer. For that tingle. Speaking of hotels, this is ridiculous. A 71-year-old woman from France was flying back after visiting her daughter in Canada this month. But she missed her connecting flight, so she had to stay in Canada one more night. A 35-year-old guy also missed his flight and had to stay in Canada one more night. So Air Canada offered to put them up in a hotel, but only if they shared a room. Two complete strangers, the woman 71, the guy 35, never met each other. Air Canada says, hey, we'll put you up for the night.
Hey.
You got to stay in the same room with somebody you don't even know.
Well, when I found out, I thought, is it a joke? Or is it like, what's France. Going on? You know, like, why? Who does that, you know? Who does that? When the Air Canada agent told her, okay, we just have one room available and you will share it with this guy. The guy also was shocked, was here, but I don't know her. My mom said, I don't know the guy.
After that woman you just heard called her daughter, they eventually got her a separate room at another hotel.
Why?
Yeah, what the hell, huh?
It's Canada. Aren't you supposed to trust everybody?
Listen to this. Listen to this. Love sounds of animals. Guy runs an exotic animal rescue center and has a bird that sounds exactly like a crying baby.
A what?
A boy. It's a parrot. And he gets complaints all the time that he's doing something to a kid. It's not a kid. It's the boy.
Okay, this is Nico having a temper tantrum, getting ready for a show. And now she just said, why are you crying? Nico, are you done? This is what I go through every day. And people think I have a crying baby up here. I will show you. It's really just Nico. Nico, you are such a baby. Yes, you are. Now people are coming in because you were crying. Yeah. Okay, let's go impress these kids, okay?
That's where the bird gets set free in my book. Spread your wings.
At the exact same time that you decide your wildcat needs freedom.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God, there's a baby being murdered.
You want to talk about a fluke accident? I think this is in Orlando somewhere. I looked at the story, too, and I couldn't find the location. It's Florida, but I tend to think it might be in Orlando somewhere. Guy in Florida almost died when a gust of wind knocked him over while he was moving a lounge chair by his pool. Now, picture this. You got the lounge chair. He's on a screened pool in his backyard of his house. He picks the lounge chair up. Gust of wind comes, so the lounge chair is acting like a sail, pushes him back. The leg of the lounge chair goes into his neck.
No.
And he falls into the pool. No joke.
So I grabbed this Chase Lounger. I was going to move it over here, and I was stunned that I'd been lifted off my feet by this wind. And when I came up, my jaw hurt, and I went to go touch my jaw. The laceration missed my carotid by 2 centimeters. I have a couple of guardian angels looking over me. That's, in fact, what the ER doctors said, too. It's scary. I will never, ever carry this or lay on it again. It's served its purpose, and I'll probably buy plastic next time.
They were real worried, too, because the feet of the lounge chair
were like cast iron.
And were all rusted up. So he had a rusty
tetanus
leg go into his neck.
You can't do anything. You can't lay by the pool. No. You'll get attacked by the lawn chair. You can't go to the beach. Yeah. The bacteria will eat your leg and kill you.
Can't stay at a hotel. A snake might be in the bed.
Yep. Can't go out for a nice dinner without, being attacked by doo-wops.
Yeah, and the sounds of Jersey. You know what? This is all nice. I go into a Starbucks. I want you to get my coffee. Apparently, there's an employee at O'Hare Airport in the Starbucks there that's a pretty accomplished opera singer and wants everybody to say, hey, look at him.
Okay.
Oh, Daniel, I have it too. Here we have it, Swiss, and I'm not begging, for you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hand me my
that
grande.
That was the best. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Russie Taylor died on Friday. She was 75.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yep.
Oh.
I guess, Mickey's a widower now. She was the voice of Disney's Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, but only since 86.
Yeah, well, because the original ones lived to like they were 90.
Yeah.
She also voiced Strawberry Shortcake, Pebbles from the Flintstones, Huey, Dewey, and Louie from DuckTales, and Martin Prince, along with the purple-haired twins Sherry and Terry on The Simpsons. No word on the cause of her death.
Oh, I'll take the greatest care of you and nurse you till you're quite better and happy again.
Wow, it does, Uncle Scrooge. Hiya, Ronald. I'm giving flying lessons.
And a rainbow by Rony. La la Rony.
If you want a sunny morning, you must give the sun a hand.
Here's a tip. Put a pinch of sage in your boots, and all day long a spicy scent is your reward.
Look at him.
I bet he didn't study again.
And now he's going to try to kiss up and get answers from us. He's pathetic.
Russi Taylor, 75. No cause of death. 75, she was old. We're going to take a break.
Well, that's young for a woman.
Yeah.
Women are meant to live long enough to spend all the husband's money.
That's the way it's designed.
Yep.
Gonna take a break. Peterbug North bringing us the grab bag. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
96 K-Rock.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
K-Rock.
96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks. Dave and Chuck the Freak Mornings.
Oh, baby, yeah. A cigarette pressed between her lips, but I'm staring at her lips, it's the wrong way.
Go on. Stan and Haney Afternoons.
Woo-hoo. Should I stay or should I go?
And everything that rocks. 96 K-Rock.
Naples Nissan is doing this for the second month in a row because they're nuts. Aaron Walker says, let's keep it going, although it could crush me. They are taking $8,000 off your car loan of your previous car.
Stan, what's the margin on that? I mean...
Let me tell you something. Let's say you're upside down in your car. You would like to trade it in, but for crying out loud, you owe $22,000 still.
Do we need to have him Baker acted?
He's going to take $8,000 right off of it to lower that so that now you're ahead of the game and you can get into a brand new Nissan.
How can you do that?
Volume. I don't know.
No, I mean, I understand, you know, he can do that.
It's not sound business.
How do you do it and make money? The time that we've spent with Aaron Walker, yeah. He doesn't strike me as a stupid man.
No, he's very smart. So it's got to be working. Look, you owe $12,000. Naples Nissan will reduce it. Then you can get into the car you want. And, of course, you know, with Naples Nissan, Haney, unlimited mile, lifetime warranty at Naples Nissan. You go find them at Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off of I-75. Naples Nissan.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/love. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your first month for just $5. F-O-R-H.
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. Your first day of the week is just about over with. Got something on your mind? Give us a call. 277-9600. We'll take your phone calls and maybe pick up a prize if you contribute to the show. What do we got this week? Baba Kusaw, pewter mug. If you want to go to the movies tomorrow night at the Regal Bell Tower to see the Rock movie, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. That movie has, that whole franchise has taken on. Wasn't Vin Diesel a part of that? And he's like long gone from it, isn't he?
No, I think he's still in it.
Is he?
Yeah, I know his stuntman like broke every bone in his body the other day.
Sunshine Ace Hardware. We've got Firehouse Subs. A little bit later on today, a chance to pick up a pair of tickets to go see the Five Finger Punch, Death Punch. 277-9600. Phone lines are open if you want to tell us what's on your mind. I don't know if you've noticed this, a fact. Lee County has the best mosquito control in all of the counties in
Florida. Lee County Air Force.
They spend, Lee County, and taxpayers pay for it, but Lee County spends the most for mosquito control. That's why.
Well worth it.
It's well worth
That's the only way you live here.
Go to other places in the state and the mosquitoes are worse. However, having said that, after all the rain that we had last week and all the standing water, mosquitoes are popping up again. I know over by where I live off the desirable Daniels Corridor, mosquitoes are cropping up again.
I think it's good every once in a while to remind everybody that we do, in fact, live in a swamp.
Yep, and that's a fact. This, you know what, I can handle snakes, lizards, can't handle a rat. That's why I won't go to Elijah Cummings' district. But
you're racist.
Yeah, evidently.
Oh, did you see the president flat out call Al Sharpton a con man?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, because he's on his way to Balmer.
Of course he is.
I can hit mosquitoes. Biting bugs scare me more than anything because they carry stuff. And
well, I pondered whether I should even say anything.
What?
You're getting married in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
At an undisclosed location.
Thank you.
But pretty soon.
Yeah, about a month away.
Did you see the footage?
The locusts.
Yes. A plague of locusts on the effing strip.
Yeah, they'll die. That's only for a short period of time.
That doesn't concern you?
It did if I was going now.
That your wedding would be infested by a plague of locusts?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. But I'm with you. I figure, well, by then it'll be like it never happened.
Right.
But still.
I know.
Does she know?
Oh, yeah, she saw it. And then to make matters worse, we were in the Target over the weekend. And who do I run into but our doctor? And he came up, oh, how you doing? How's Haney doing? And so he's got to bring it up. Said, good seeing both of you, because she's a patient of his, too. And, when are you getting married? Oh, in about a month. I would go and look online if I were you. The Las Vegas is full of grasshoppers.
Yeah. Plague of locusts.
Yeah. Look, there they...
And why is that happening in the desert?
There's nothing
for them to eat.
I don't know. I've never heard of it in Vegas.
They hadn't heard of it in Egypt either.
Yeah, I know. Dust storms. Oh, I've been there when the red dust.
Well, they said it had been like overly wet there.
Okay. No.
But still, there's nothing for them to eat.
No. That's why they're bothering people on the strip. Oh, thank you, no. Spray.
Mosquitoes, yeah, they're bad. I don't like them. But there's something to be said that at least they're small. These are giant locusts.
Well, this is coming from Florida. Headline. Deadly mosquito-borne virus that causes brain swelling detected in Florida. And that bothers me. Florida health officials are warning of an uptick in a mosquito-borne virus known as Eastern Equine Encephalitis.
What do horses have to do with it?
I don't know. Several Sentinel chickens tested positive for the virus.
And we salute those Sentinel chickens.
Which can spread to humans via infected mosquitoes and cause brain infections and swelling. The Florida Department of Health in Orange County said in a Thursday statement, Sentinel chickens are fowl that are tested regularly for the West Nile virus and this Eastern Equine Encephalitis. Their blood can show the presence of the diseases, but they don't suffer from the effects of the viruses. They can just, they're carriers. Lady, I don't know you. Get away from me.
And stop insulting the people I do care about.
And thinking that that would be the end. No. She has, on my father's side of the family, I ended communication with a lot of them because...
You've ended communications with the ones you grew up with and actually knew.
Right.
Much less ones that just come out of the woodwork.
There was a bad falling out with a lot of that side of the family. She is turning over every hidden rock, opening up old wounds and telling me about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I went to see the relative that you won't talk to anymore and told them how you're doing. And yeah,
I'll give you a quick example. This is, it's, and she's, and now still contacting.
She's psychotic.
My father's brother, my uncle, had a son that my father started in business. My father was a very good businessman.
You talking about Uncle Eddie's boy?
No, I'm talking about Uncle Walter's boy, Wallace.
Because I know Uncle Eddie's boy was very successful.
Oh, Pete. That idiot, don't even. So, this was when I was still living up in Connecticut. Wallace, who my father started in business, stabbed my old man in the back by opening up the same business that he set up for him across the street. And
really?
Oh, fact. And my old man...
That side of the family is nuts.
My old man... looked him straight in the eye and he said, I financed your education. I started you in business. I gave you your own place.
Just and, like all the things he did for you, right?
Right. And you're going to open up across the street? I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want any. I don't want. And so.
Why was he so fond of him? He would never do that for you.
I'll tell you another. That's another story.
Okay.
But he was very fond of him. He looked at him as being disadvantaged because Uncle Walter was the town drunk. And so he needed to give him a head start. So long before we even moved to Florida, we broke off communication with him and his wife. It was like, you know what? Live your life the way you want to live.
Whole branch is gone.
But that branch of the tree is persona non grata. Flash forward... from the 70s to now, and she sends me pictures. Guess who I found in our family?
Oh.
Here's pictures of Wallace. He's hoping you're doing well and would love to chat. F you, lady. I don't want to. Sorry, I got to take a break, or I'm going to get mad.
That is insane.
And she doesn't catch a hint. Doesn't catch a hint.
You know, some people may think that when you talk about family, that you're exaggerating. I will tell you.
I'm not.
He is not. And Stan, on many occasions, has tried to mend fences.
Send out an olive branch.
And most of the time he's been forced into it.
Yeah.
And the last time that happened, he was pushed into it. But, well, it was a woman doing it.
I know. Oh, you need to go and mend those
and
fences.
So she is a real Budinsky and just put vines all through Stan's life.
Yep.
And she decided it would be a heroic move by her to get your father on the phone.
Yep.
After everything that's happened.
Yep.
You left him alone.
Yep.
He left you alone.
Yep.
And she's got him on the phone, hands you the receiver.
Yep.
And what happens?
Nothing good. Because it was, I was calling my sister. She was calling my sister. He answered the phone. I have no son. Okay, good.
Well, nice. Wasn't
good
the,
talking to you.
Wasn't the first thing? Oh, it's you.
Oh, yeah, you. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like you did it.
I want this woman to leave me alone. Leave me alone and don't show up to my wedding. Oh, God. You know what? You're going to be seeing something on CNN or something if that happens. And they're going to have my picture.
No, it'll be mine. Because I'll go, there's nothing left for me. Stan's got a future. I'll have to be the one to do it.
We'll be back. I'll give you a chance to win in a second. I want to drop the and family
then,
stuff.
And then, of course, Stan will come to visit me in jail once and go, I didn't ask you to do that.
Yeah.
And that'll be the end of it.
See ya.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to give you a chance to win here in a second. We'll play Stan's What's Number One. Going to give you a question, a survey question. You tell me what is the number one answer. If you get something that is also on the list, I'll give you another chance for the number one answer. It's going to be rapid fire. Each one of you is going to get a different survey question. Your job is to pick the number one answer. If you don't get anything, going to move right on to the next caller. If you get something and you didn't get number one, I'll give you one more chance to get the number one answer. If you succeed in telling me what's number one, you'll have your choice of the following prizes. A 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. Used some over the weekend. It was great.
Oh, it always is.
$50 to the Pewter Mug North.
It can take a nothing dish and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
Yeah. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. You want to go to the movies tomorrow night at the Regal Bell Tower? We've got the Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. We have $25 to Sunshine Ace Hardware. We have $20 to Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. Your job is to guess what's number one. Every caller will get their own survey question. You get the number one answer, you're going to win. You get an answer that's on the list, you'll get another shot at it. Not even appearing, we'll move to the next caller. I'll release the phone lines. 277-9600 for your very own question. Tell me what's number one, and you're a big winner. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Joe. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Joe. How are you, pal?
I'm great.
All right, here's your question. I want the number one answer. All right?
Yep.
Name something parents hope their son has done by the time he's 30. Name something parents hope their son has done by the time he's 30.
Grandkids. Have kids.
Naughty.
Have kids.
Oh, okay, on the list.
Have kids,
but
sorry.
But not the number one answer. So you're going to get a second shot at it. That is not the number one answer. Second shot, go ahead. Something parents hope their son is
own
done.
Own a house.
No.
Those are good answers.
Yep. The survey, something parents hope their son has done by the time he's 30. Number one answer, get married. Followed by moved out, get a good job, have kids. Get a college degree. Sorry. Ahoy, who's this? God, these phones. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Ernesto.
Ernesto, you ready for yours?
Yes, sir.
Name a reason a woman might make fun of a man's underwear.
Too big.
On the list, not the number one answer. I'll give you another shot.
All right.
Name a reason a woman might make fun of a man's underwear. Too big, that is there, but it's not the number one answer.
Okay. The color.
The color?
Yes, sir.
Your number one answer. You're absolutely right, buddy. What would you like?
The movie pass.
Movie.
Movie, you got it. Hold on. That's how the game's played. Nice job there, Ernesto. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Donna.
What's your first name?
Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm fine.
Donna.
Donna, you ready for yours?
I sure am.
All right. Your job is to get the number one answer in order to get a prize. Your question to the survey. Name a country older than the United States of America.
Europe.
That's not even, no. Europe is
not
a country.
With the European Union, that's what they're trying to do.
But that's not it. Europe, not a country. Thank you for playing, though, Donna. We'll try it again since nobody got this out.
Well, I mean, I would have given it to her.
No.
Because you could pretty much.
I can't.
You could pick anyone.
Yeah, I know. And trust me, the survey does. Let's try it again. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Gary down in Naples.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. What do you say,
oh,
Gary?
Oh, Donna.
Yeah. I'll ask you the same thing since she didn't get
it. England?
Number one answer.
That's me, baby.
Gary, number one answer. What would you like?
What do you got, brother? I just picked up the phone.
You want to eat something? You want to go to the movies? You want some barbecue sauce? What do you want?
I want some barbecue sauce.
All right, let me ask you something. You haven't won anything in the last 60 days, correct?
I haven't won nothing since right after Irma. I got the bobblehead sitting on my
yeah. I'll tell you right
different
now.
World after
different
Irma.
Different world after Irma. Hold on.
Much different. Thanks,
hold
brother.
On. There you go.
You know, in many ways, it's a better world.
Yes. Yes, it is. 277-9600. England was number one, followed by France, Spain, China, Germany, and Ireland.
So let's see. I see England. I see France.
I see in their underpants. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Rose.
Get off the speakerphone, Rose.
What a pretty name.
Yeah, it is. Rose by any other name. Rose, you ready for yours?
Yes.
All right. I need the number one answer, okay? Name something you see on the outside of a church.
A crucifix.
Yep, number one answer, a cross. Number one answer. What would you like?
The $25 Ace Hardware gift certificate.
Yeah, you can get the $25 Ace.
Rose, what was that little whistle you gave us?
I was like...
It sounds like a boy.
It does sound like a boy.
Hold on,
that's
sweetheart,
me.
Okay?
Okay, all right. Guys,
hold on,
you.
Darling.
Bye
hold
again.
On. Thank you.
Thank you.
No,
thank you. Which one am I? Oh, it's this one I got to put on hold. Sorry, my bad. Hold on.
That's all right. We'll point him out to you as we go along, and then you just tell him it's not in your purview.
I think that's all you're
going to do. Say, I'm not going to answer that. Yeah, not in my purview.
I think that was.
Just say, I'm not going to get into it.
I'm not going to get into it.
I'll point him out as we get him. Okay?
Okay.
All you got to do is sit there and say, I don't know, not in my purview. Then I'll point him out there. That was Rose. Okay? So you probably won't have to deal with her again.
All right.
So there'll be a new one this time.
Yep. Let's see who
this is. I'll point him out to you.
Appreciate it. Let's see who this one is. Boy, these phones, they're all getting cut off. All getting cut off. Well, do you think there might be something major wrong? Ahoy, who's this?
Euclid. Cape Coral.
Euclid.
Euclid's your name? You were born with the name Euclid.
I was.
And what do they call you for short?
Oh, man. What don't they call me?
Yuki? Yuki?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
All right, Yuki. here's your question. I'm looking for the number one answer.
Right.
Name a professional sports team named after a bird.
A what?
A Boyd.
Oh, man, the number one answer.
Name a professional sports team named after a Boyd.
I'm going to go with, man, there's a lot of them.
Yes, there
I'm
are.
I'm going to go with the Hawks, Atlanta Hawks.
On the list, not number one. Hawks.
Didn't think so.
Hawks is.
Oh, is this all sports teams?
Any sports team, professional sports
team. I thought
it
was baseball.
No,
okay.
Any professional sports team
named
after a Boyd. Now, you had Hawks. That's not the number one answer. I'll give you another shot to get the number one answer.
All right. The Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles.
So you're saying Eagles?
Yes, sir.
Number one.
Really?
Number one.
Where do the Cardinals land? Because that was my first thought.
Number two.
That was another
Eagles
one.
Eagles are number
one.
What would you like?
Choices.
I've only heard a couple of them. Firehouse Subs. I've got movie tickets for tomorrow night to see Hobbs and Shaw at the Regal Bell Tower. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Baba Kusaw.
I'll take the Firehouse Subs.
Hey, Euclid?
Yes, sir.
Have you got any siblings?
I do.
What are their names?
William and Janice.
What are they doing to you?
What are they? Are you named after somebody?
Yes, a great uncle.
Oh.
I was the firstborn, too.
Because I was thinking if they're going with a theme, you know, you got a brother, Pythagoras.
Hold on. We'll get you set up with Firehouse Subs. Hold on.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Now, see, that's awesome. It's to honor an ancestor.
Yeah, it's the only way you'd name someone Euclid. Euclid. Yuki. All right, let's do one more. I don't want to do that one. All right, this is a good one. This will be a good one to wrap it up with. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ray.
Ray, you ready for your question? I'm looking for the number one answer.
Yes, sir.
Name something a young child takes with him when he runs away from home.
Favorite toy.
Number one answer.
I would have thought knapsack. You got to get a stick and then a little pillowcase.
That's on the list, but it was not number one. Toys or a teddy bear, number one answer. What would you like?
A pewter mug.
Done. You got it.
Where did the stick with a pillowcase come in?
Teddy bear toys, number one. Clothes, number two. Food, number three. A blanket, number four, and a backpack, number five, which would be the stick with a handkerchief.
That's what I did.
Yep.
I showed them all. You're going to be sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to be sorry. I'll show y'all.
But they weren't. They weren't sorry.
Let me try one on you, Haney, and then we'll take a break.
I only got a half a block.
This should be...
But then again, I'd recently learned to walk.
Yep. That's a dumb question.
I thought there was no such thing.
Well, that's what they say. Well, you'll get the number one here. Name a weapon that you would use to scare off a burglar. Name a weapon that you would use to...
Should I be clever or just give you the answer?
Just give me the answer.
Gun?
Yep, number one. Followed by baseball bat, knife, shoe, pepper spray, dog. There you go. We're going to take a break. Dog. Speaking of, I was talking about my old man. We had a Doberman pincher at our house. We lived on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And the Doberman pincher was good guard dog.
Yeah, I was always taught that, they can be trained and they can be vicious, but as they get older, their brains shrink.
Evidently. We had somebody. Now, keep in mind, we lived on a farm, and it for somebody to come to our door in the middle of the night
was an effort.
You had a long
walk. You
didn't
stumble across Dan's house.
You did not. So, about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Not like having a brownstone in the city.
Yep. About 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody's car had broken down on the state road, which was down the bottom of our trail, and made their way up to the house to see if they could use a phone or something. This was before cell phones. And started ringing our doorbell nonstop.
Bad house to choose.
At like 3 o'clock in
the
morning.
Bad house to choose.
So my old man gets up, goes to the door, and sure enough, it was an honest thing. The car had broken down, needed to make a phone call to call a wrecker. Appreciate your help. And so my father went and let him use the phone, and sure enough, you know, wrecker came, took away his car. The whole time, our Doberman Pinscher didn't wake up and was sound asleep under the desk in the kitchen after the band left. My old man got the dog and beat the crap out of him.
I believe that. Well, you know how times change. You know what happens when a car breaks down now?
What?
Happened over the weekend. I don't know if it was Boca, Lauderdale, somewhere over there east. Guy is probably around 70. Saturday morning. Knock at his door. Landscaper at the door going, hey, you mind moving your car? The old man goes, what are you talking about? My car's in the driveway where it always is. What are you bothering me for? He goes, no, I mean your new car out front. He goes, I don't have a new car. Guy goes out there. There is a Tesla.
Ooh.
Parked on his front lawn with an extension cord from the Tesla all the way up to his outdoor outlet.
Charging.
He lets it go for a couple hours. Nobody picks it up. So he finally calls the cops. They track down the owner. Young guy shows up with his little girlfriend. And the homeowner's like, you know, WTF, man. And he goes, yeah, well, I was visiting friends in the neighborhood, and then I ran out of juice, and I didn't want to bother you, and I didn't know what to do, so I just plugged it in. And the guy laughed it off and said, well, you know, you're stealing from me. This has been plugged in for 12 hours.
Yeah.
You're taking electricity from me. And the guy was all shook up, and all he could think to do was apologize.
Yeah.
And so the guy let him go on his way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, his wife was out of town, I guess, in Orlando with some grandkids or something. When she got home, all hell broke loose. And now she wanted to sue the guy and said, he's damn lucky that it was him home alone and not me, or I'd give him a piece of my mind. But that's what happens now. Your car breaks down. You don't go wake anybody up. You just take an extension cord out, run it up to the house, and let it sit.
And all you do gooders out there thinking that you're saving the environment by having an electric car that has to be plugged up to something that has electricity, which, of course, is generated from oil and coal.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
And you know what? Maybe spring for the extra large battery.
Yep.
If you're going to use it that much.
Yep, for the extra 100 miles.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, it is fastest thing on earth when it's got a full charge.
Yep.
But when it doesn't, it doesn't move.
Yep. We'll be back.
At all.
Stan and Haney.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. I'll have your emails from the Absolute Law text line. Guys, don't let Haney take the fall for something that goes bad on Stan's wedding. Get Dave a ticket to Vegas and let him take the needed fall. I'm sure he is familiar with the corrections system. And, man, talk about someone with a nothing-to-lose attitude.
I appreciate the sentiment.
Nothing to lose with Dave.
But what happens then is we go from a chance of something happening to something guaranteed to happen.
Yeah, it'll definitely happen then. You know what? I don't know if he's ever been there, but you don't want Dave in Vegas.
Oh.
Had enough time taking him to the casino up in Immokalee.
I took him to a casino once.
Yeah, you took him down to Hollywood.
And he lasted a couple of hours before he was passed out in an elevator going up and down. And a Haitian man had to carry him to the room and place his head over the toilet.
Yep. And let you know that he was...
toilet sick. Your friend, toilet sick. Come now. Traffic.
Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic. Just one thing on the board. It's on Fort Myers Beach. It should be clearing. A hit and run. The 6800 block of Estero Boulevard right by Pinchers. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Caney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
No, that's your favorite.
I love it.
Almost one-third of delivery drivers admit they have eaten your food.
Oh.
And on the flip side of that coin, a police officer figures out a McDonald's employee did not take a bite out of his sandwich. He did.
Yeah.
He just forgot about it.
Yep. I heard the term. He admitted he was nibbling.
A man set up a camera to determine why he was having such a horrible time breathing at night.
Yeah.
The camera did the job. He now knows why he can't breathe at night. We'll tell you.
In less than an hour.
They will try to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that this guy should be in trouble. At least he made an effort. Police catch a man who replaced his broken taillight with a bottle of red Gatorade. I admire him. And finally, a fight breaks out on a cruise ship over a passenger dressed as a clown.
Oh.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Clowns now, there's no excuse for it because I think clowns are overwhelmingly now identified as evil.
Absolutely. Or pervy and creepy. Clowns are from a different era.
An honest clown probably can't do it today.
Clowns are associated with the circus, 1800s entertainment.
Like a parade. And now they're associated with Gacy forever.
Pogo.
Yep.
4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
It's Shark Week.
Yes.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
shark fun facts.
Top shark fun facts.
They mature slowly.
Yes.
And don't reach a reproductive age until about halfway through their lives.
Oh.
A lot like Dave. There is a pretty good chance that Shark will be the name of the next Kardashian baby.
Yep.
Sharks off the Jersey coast still pray to this day that Chris Christie takes up boogie boarding.
Yep. Can't forget that softball moose knuckle.
Sharks can smell blood.
Hey! It's okay.
Never mind.
Not even going to do that one. Nope. I wouldn't do it either. Nope. Forget it. It was a funny one, too.
Moments pass.
Yep. No use.
No. Be careful, they're known to take it literally when people say, bite me.
Yep.
You hear about that surfer in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
23 years old, out there surfing. Yep. I guess a little spinner shark got a hold of his arm.
Yep.
About a 3 or 4 footer. Clamped down on it, then realized, oh, I can't consume all this, and swam off.
Yep.
And smartass goes into the shore and... instead of seeking medical attention, goes to the bar. Why?
Why?
Because people wanted to buy him drinks. Why? I don't know. 3-foot spinner.
Yeah,
come on.
Come on. Look at someone texting. Great. Shark Girl's comments in 3, 2.
And... their cold, dead eyes.
Oh, yeah. Lifeless eyes.
Remind many of actress Kristen Stewart. They lack a backbone, which is why they're often referred to as the Democrats of the Sea.
Like that one.
And finally, the very top shark fun fact.
Yes.
The number one song their kids keep requesting over and over again.
Yeah.
Baby Human. And that, my friends, is the Fork Long.
Elvis left the building.
Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from... doesn't have his name in the email. Sent pictures, too. I'll just refer to him as Y. The letter Y.
Y-A?
Y. The letter Y.
Last name Tittle?
Ahoy and howdy-do, men and Dave. I nearly crashed my car laughing last week when you talked about throwing your cat up against the wall. I can also relate. I had a cat named Way Out Willie, a.k.a. Willie the Wonder Dog. I'm not sure what breed it was, but it was the craziest cat I've ever seen. 4 pounds of supple muscle. He started off with 9 lives. He was down to about 3 when I finally had to get rid of his ass. I just couldn't take it anymore. I was afraid he was going to chew into my throat when I was asleep just to be a dick. I'm not saying he hit a wall, but I ain't saying he didn't either. About the only way to get him to let go was a wall and or occasional folding chair. Would attack anyone and everyone out of nowhere for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Only time he was nice was when he was sleeping. Probably dreamed of his next attack. He attacked my 4-year-old granddaughter one day. Scratched her up pretty good. And that was the final straw. Willie was banished from the family. As you can see, and he did, I attached a couple of pictures. One is damage he did with his teeth, the other from his claws. Thanks for the laughs. And I saw him just like my cat does. Okay, this is a rambling letter. Please try to follow along. Hey, guys. I don't want to sound stupid, LOL. It's from a woman, by the way. So just to set that record straight. Hey, guys. I don't want to sound stupid, but I won tickets last week during the Bradley Cooper contest and Name That Movie. I got Five Finger Death Punch tickets. I was so excited, by the way. I'm a transplant from New Jersey. Been here 9 months. Whoever I was talking to after I said I was from New Jersey, he let me know that he was from Brigantine. That was you. That was you, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yep. So you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, I was driving while I was calling. I tried calling 27 times before I got through. And I was caught off guard when you guys answered. And I kind of really didn't hear what was going to happen regarding those tickets. I know they didn't go on sale until Friday. And the show isn't until November. Can you give me a heads up? That's the way it's done. We'll give you a heads up. A co-worker told me about your station just 5 days ago. Thank God, because I have been searching for a great rock station. He had been trying to win tickets, too, to a show that you had last Sunday. Okay.
All right. We done?
I was for the corn tickets. So anyway, thank you. I am forever a fan of your show now. You guys do make me laugh as well. Thanks. Signed, Vicky. Vicky.
That with an I?
Mm-hmm.
Have a little heart over the I?
She sent a picture.
Or does it have a blinking eyeball over the I?
Just a little heart.
There's so much you can do with an I.
Yeah. Vicky. With an I. A little heart. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, here we go again. Every time that Trump says anything about conditions in cities run by Dems, they label him a racist. He's not a racist.
No, he's brilliant.
He's brilliant. And you know what all this is?
He's finally calling it out.
He's just hurting feelings because it's the truth. And hurt feelings. And it's not racist. It's hurt feelings.
Most of what Trump does is no more than stating the obvious.
Yes!
And it is so refreshing to hear a president say things like, Al Sharpton's a con man,
yep.
And everybody knows it. Because everybody does.
But everybody's afraid to say it.
Yet we pretend that he's some big figure.
He was a bag man for Don King.
And he is a con man. His whole life has been one long con.
The latest with the city of Baltimore and Cummings is just another example. Well, you've never been to Baltimore. I've been to Baltimore. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a real dump.
And that's the thing. He's not saying things that aren't true.
Yep. I was there to help open a new territory and didn't feel safe anywhere in that city. Now, I have worked in many different areas, and about the only place I can compare to it is Liberty City in Miami. There were two places that you actually had to store owners who were where you actually have store owners who were armed and escort you in and out of their buildings. Okay, big deal. Trump said there were rats and that Cummings was doing a bad job. Well, guess what? It's not only Trump, but also people of Baltimore who are sick and tired of Elijah Cummings and his BS.
Because another thing Trump said, absolutely true. Why is it that these places are in such bad shape despite all the money being thrown
at it?
Tons
of money.
You know how much money Al Sharpton pulls in?
A lot of money. A lot of money for being an agitator.
Yeah, that's him personally, but he also, you know, forces corporations to donate to these things. Well, who's in charge of all these charities? People like Al Sharpton.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They get the back end of it, too. Wayback Machine coming up next. We're Stan and Haney.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain? Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, yeah? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up in about 30 minutes. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. Bottom of American Top 40 this week. From this very day in a particular year, we'll tell you where we're going in just a second. But first, let's get a look at traffic. Jet's Pizza bringing it to us.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 4,000 block of Hancock Bridge Parkway. Fort Myers, crash. Edison Bridge southbound at Edwards Drive. And in beautiful Estero, a crash. 21,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And you...
21. Wait a second. We're 20.
Yeah, right down the street.
That way or that way?
South. I think that way.
Uh-oh.
A little bit farther south. We do it every Monday at this time. We take a look at what was on the pop charts this very day in a particular year. We're going to look at the bottom of American Top 40 for this very day. Let's find out what year we're going to.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This very day in 1978. Good year. Good year.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago.
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Village People. Not YMCA, but Macho Man. What the?
Makes you want to take your shirt off, doesn't it?
Nope.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Said anything. It was just fun.
Yeah, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Damn right.
Macho, macho man. I've got to be a macho.
Yeah, makes you want to take your shirt off.
Yeah, it does.
Macho man, he likes to be the leader. He never dresses grand.
macho. All right, macho, macho man.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man. I've got to be a macho. All right. Macho, baby.
Village People, number 40, this week in 1978.
The greatest song by the greatest band.
Every day is a gift.
Yep.
Can somebody introduce this itself?
Hey, gang, it's the Money Man. Eddie Money with Stan and Haney. Where else? Right here. 96K Rock.
Yeah!
Eddie. Live version, no teeth in his mouth.
Cause it makes him dumb, bluesy.
Must have been a home mix. A lot of times when an artist cuts a live album, they sweeten it back at the studio. This is what they call a raw feed.
Hey, gang.
Cassette player. Just put a microphone up by the side of the stage.
You gotta make sure it's chrome tape, though. But don't get the 90-minute ones. They spill. Stick with the 60. And make sure you remember to flip the switch for the chrome. You want to put it right by the speaker. There you go.
Sounds like you're there.
I wrote this.
Whoa.
I wrote that in 5 minutes.
That's Eddie Money with his huge hit, Two Tickets to Paradise. This is called Rivers of Babylon. We're not going to stay on this very long. Number 37. All right, there you go. That's number 37. Coming in at number 36.
The great
Chris Rea.
Right now, test drive.
Yeah.
Love this with the headphones.
Oh, it's a phenomenal song.
So much going on.
And if you haven't listened to his other stuff, he's phenomenal. Chris Rea. Number one song in the land was Andy Gibb and Shadow Dancing.
Mark, before Victoria Principal killed him.
Yeah, took the life right out of him.
Yeah.
Mark Haney in the news is next.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just a second. From the Absolute Law text line. I don't know that I'm in agreement with this. Guys, the next time you do a best of episode, can you dedicate an entire day's worth of show just to the Stan and his half-sister situation?
Oh, geez.
I'm sure there's enough material. I'm sorry for your situation, Stan, but I just find the whole thing fascinating. Maybe you can send her a copy of this episode.
You know what the whole problem with that is? It's broads watching too much daytime TV.
You nailed it.
They see all the hugging and the crying.
Yeah.
And that's not how life works.
No. Life is real.
Yeah. A little too real sometimes.
Yep.
And you know what? Maybe you've got a beautiful set of foster parents that have tried to just keep you from having to deal with it.
Yep.
And you have undermined all their efforts.
I know of at least two other people in my life that were adopted and wanted to go and search out their birth parents.
You know, there's an old saying, Stan.
Yep.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
And both times, it was not as they thought it was going to be.
Well, what did they think it was going to be?
Stuff that you see on daytime TV.
A lot like that, huh?
A lot of smiles, a lot of tears.
Yeah.
A lot of joy, a lot of happiness and smiles and rainbows and Ferris wheels.
We always thought you'd find us.
Yeah.
What was real life like?
Let me explain something. If you have adoptive parents, now this is somebody that has seen it from the other side. A couple of people show up in my life.
Several.
Yeah. That want to go and seek out.
You don't want Stan in your life.
No, you don't. No. If you had adoptive parents that were kind and good.
Mm-hmm.
And you
had a good upbringing.
They raised you right.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at them as your mom and dad.
And if you can honestly look in the mirror and say, you know what? I've had it pretty good.
Yep. Don't go turning over rocks. And I'll say this. I could understand years ago people wanting to find their birth parents and their birth family to find out if there was any diseases or cancers or anything. But today, you take a DNA test, they'll tell you what you need to watch out for. Your real parents adopted you, put you up for adoption for a reason. Sometimes it, you know, could be a happy ending story. Most times it is not. And I know firsthand.
These things happen for a reason.
Yeah. So I just, I'll say that. And
your best case scenario out of this, if you're seeking out all this, is that someone will say something to the effect of, well, we were very young.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were doing. And we wanted better for you.
Yep.
We were struggling.
And they did.
And I'm so happy that you've turned out the way that you have. And goodbye.
And see, and here's the other thing that I'm faced up against with this. And I'll be honest with you. I know we got to get to news. About 20-some-odd years ago, I found out that I had a half-brother. This was on my mom's side, and it was a very sad story, but I met him, great guy. We exchanged pleasantries, but we both know we weren't raised together, and we're friends. That's about it.
Friendly.
Her, this sister that came out of the woodwork, is significantly older than I am. She's in her, like, 70s and decides at the end of her life she wants to go and dig up war wounds. Who am I to say?
I can say,
pleasant with her.
I can say on your behalf, without going into any detail, it would have been in everyone's best interest for her to just keep to herself.
Yeah.
And honor the life that she's had.
Yep. Because, without going into any detail about
it.
She brought things to the table that
easy,
I didn't know about.
It's easy for you to come off as the jerk in this situation.
Sure it is.
And I want people to know you're not.
Thank you.
You have a very good reason for feeling the way that you do.
Yep. Thank you, Haney.
And she really should knock it off.
Fast. But she doesn't. She's pulling off every rock.
And honestly, to be genuine here, I am amazed that you continue to be as gracious as you are.
I'm trying to be patient. Get it out of your system, lady.
Because what you were banking on is, all right, I'll allow her to meet me. Wait till she gets a load of Stan. She won't want anything to do with me.
No.
And she does, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah. And when she refers to me as her brother. Hi, brother!
Oh, no. The next thing you know, you're going to be on county law. Hi, brother!
Stan, you need therapy. Maybe Haney
no,
won't
he
tell
doesn't.
You. No, I don't.
No. Stan is the most clear-eyed son of a bitch I know.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. You can say what you will and say, oh, Stan's a jerk. He doesn't do it. No. Stan knows. He has an excellent instinct when a door needs to be shut.
Yep.
For the benefit of not only him, but everyone. Don't let it fester. Just... that's not someone that should be in my life. Goodbye.
Yeah, and she don't catch a clue. So now she doesn't contact me. She contacts my girlfriend.
Which is a passive-aggressive BS move.
Absolutely. And then I get an email from her. Do I respond to this? The last thing that she contacted her on her birthday. Oh, I hear it's your birthday. The other one is congratulations. I was listening to the show and found out you're getting married. Well, congrats. And then a whole big
list. Is that how you treat your sister?
A bunch of.
Look, you're not his sister.
No.
He doesn't know you.
Nope.
What he does know, he doesn't like.
Yeah. I think I let it be known.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Thank you, Annie. One thing on the board, it is in North Fort Myers, crash, 4,000 block of Hancock Bridge Parkway, and you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters, who is in California. Also, Frank
I'm
Reynolds
Jerry
and
King.
Howard K. Smith in Washington.
Jerry King on the
I'm
phone.
Ann Compton.
I'm a phone.
I'm Charles Gibson.
Here he comes.
I'm Jerry King.
Right there, poor guy.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, July 29th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. You know, we talk about it all the time. If It can live here. All of our invasive species.
Everything is right. Temperature, humidity for creatures.
You go and find man-eaters from across the globe, dump them in the Everglades, they'll thrive. Giant pythons,
yep.
Man-eating fish.
Monitor lizards.
Yep. Did you know that the state of Florida, particularly our area south to the Keys, is the only place in the entire world where alligators and crocodiles live together?
Yep.
They've been doing a bunch of reports lately. FPL evidently got a good PR agency talking about the crocodiles that they're raising around Turkey Point,
mm-hmm.
the nuke plant.
Yeah.
And I guess the way that the canals are there and the warm water from the nukes, it makes a perfect environment for crocodiles, and so they're raising them there to get more of them. Why?
There's no need.
Why?
Handbags, why? Wallets, shoes.
But I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I don't know what the rules are anymore.
I don't think you're allowed to kill a crocodile, are you?
He's coming at me. I'm going to try to kill him.
Well, of course, but mum's the word on that.
Right.
You dummy up. You don't brag about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, alligators and crocodiles in a very small area. That's the only place on the earth that they coexist. Babies don't have kneecaps.
Huh? What?
You holding a little baby?
Yeah.
Doesn't have kneecaps.
What's it got? It bends.
They got cartilage.
Wow.
And it hardens into bone as they get older.
Okay.
But when they're born,
yeah.
Got no kneecaps.
Yeah. All right, I believe it. Does that mean they don't have elbows either?
I don't know about the elbows. I got the knees I'm pretty solid on, though. They're not. I am. They got no kneecaps, but I'm solid in the knowledge that they don't have kneecaps. There are two people by the name of Harrison Ford.
Well, I know the actor.
They're both actors.
Oh.
They both have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Who's
Harrison Ford.
Who's the other Harrison Ford?
Well, there's the one we all know.
Yeah.
The one that, he just stole our hearts when that guy started flipping knives around and he just shot him.
Get off of my plane.
Yeah, that one. And then there's the other one who has his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Who?
Harrison Ford, a silent film star from the early 1900s. And they've checked, no, there is no relation at all.
Guy from the silent picture day.
Mm-hmm.
Talkies killed him.
Talkies killed a lot of promising careers.
Yeah.
'Cause it was a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And the people that you look at in those silent films, they had incredible skills. But those skills didn't translate to talkies.
Nope.
'Cause you needed more nuance in talkies. When it was silent, You had to be big, you had to have outsized gestures and facial expressions.
Like you were performing on the stage.
Yes. And they were masters at what they did.
Sure were.
But when things switched, it was almost like it was a whole different art form.
Yep.
When I say teenagers, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep, people Dave hangs around with.
Seems like that word's been around forever, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the word teenage has only been around in common use since the 1920s.
What'd they call them beforehand?
Youngins?
Yeah. Truants?
Kinder?
Yeah. If you want to do three, we got to take a break.
If I want to do three? Oh, that's very generous of you.
Clock waits for no one.
Yeah, okay. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Because of the overwhelming success, Jason and Todd are going to end the month of July just as they began it, with the fireworks of 5 years interest-free financing. Visit the Diamond District now through the end of July and take advantage of 5 years interest-free financing. If you purchase beautiful 2-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $6,000, your monthly payment would only be $99 per month. Maybe it's time to purchase that diamond ring or bracelet you've always wanted for $2,500. Your payment would only be $42 per month and zero interest for 5 years. Now is the perfect time to visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. With the largest selection of gorgeous fashion jewelry, more GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida, and over 3,000 engagement rings to choose from, all with 5 years interest-free financing now through the end of July. You simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a police officer in Indianapolis ordered a Mac chicken sandwich last week at McDonald's. He put it in a fridge in the police break room to enjoy later. And when he returned, approximately 7 hours later...
7 hours later?
According to his report, he came back to enjoy that delicious Mac chicken sandwich that had been sitting for 7 hours when he noticed a huge bite was missing from his delicious McChicken sandwich. Now, this is a trained law enforcement officer, so of course... he immediately suspected a McDonald's employee had taken a bite out of the sandwich to spite law enforcement. Suffice it to say, the department immediately launched an investigation. We're happy to say the investigation has been concluded because a few days later, the officer suddenly remembered he had taken a bite out of the sandwich before putting it in the break room fridge.
Jeez.
Case closed.
Yep.
Police in Longmont, Colorado pulled a truck over last Monday on suspicion of a busted taillight. Now, it didn't appear to be completely broken, but something was off about the taillight.
Yeah.
And it turned out the taillight was defective because instead of replacing the light with another red light, the man had simply duct taped a bottle of red Gatorade in its place.
Appreciate it.
The police were initially going to write the man a ticket, but after realizing the effort that he'd gone to, they held off on the ticket as long as he promised to replace the Gatorade with a light later that day.
Look at that. I mean, you got to hand it to him.
Yeah.
All right, I knew there was a problem.
It was enough to make him go, what? Hey.
Yeah.
It wasn't immediately, that's a busted taillight. Yeah. It was, what is that?
Yeah. He tried. He didn't put a green Gatorade in there or one of them ice blue Gatorades.
Yeah. He had his choice of flavors, and he chose the right one.
Because it looked right.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
And isn't that what's important?
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, folks, I think it's finally time to admit it. Times have changed, and we need to just do away with clowns.
You have to agree with that. There's what's good with a clown?
Nothing. I hate them.
Nothing. No.
Nothing good's going to come from it.
Remember when my daughter had a clown?
Yes.
For her birthday.
Now, back 50 years ago... clowns were fun time, yeah. And everything's great.
Bozo
and,
was on TV.
Yes. And the good clowns were in charge.
Yeah.
But they've been overthrown by all the bad clowns.
Yeah.
You start with your Gacy.
Yep.
Now you got, you know, the It movies.
Yep.
And clowns just have a different connotation now.
And a lot of them, to survive, you go to adult parties and play the dirty clown.
Sure. And anytime, you know, you're walking down the street minding your own business and you see a clown, you immediately want to alert the authorities.
Yes, because something is not right. And when a little child cries and runs away from it, you know what? There's nothing better than the instincts of a child knowing that there's something not right.
Mm-hmm.
Clowns. Go back to the 1800s.
So consider me on record as saying, I'm very sorry to the good clowns. There's not a lot of them left.
Very few left.
But you bad clowns are on notice. There's no reason to walk around dressed up like that anymore. Case in point, a brawl broke out on a cruise ship from Norway to England over the weekend because of one passenger who chose to dress as a clown.
Inappropriate. Who are you, Emmett Kelly?
Now, apparently, that made another man on the ship irate. And he and the clown got into a physical fight.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
It started with just the two of them.
Yeah.
But soon, other Budinskys jumped in on both sides. And it turned into a bloody, violent mess. Remember, they're on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go.
Right.
A 43-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman from Essex, England, were arrested for assault. No word on whether they were team clown or team no clowns. Who do you think you are?
Yes.
Walking around like that? Come here, you son of a... Hey, leave that clown alone. Yeah. Hey, shut up.
Yeah, we love clowns.
F clowns. I'm on your side. And that's
there he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like
M-X-I-X.
It is.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing
get out
us
of
news.
Effing clown. Hey, stop picking on the clown.
I felt bad for a clown one time. I have told this story before, but it's been a long time since I've told it. When I was early in my broadcasting career, well, when I was working in Sanford. And I was in the news department over there, and they put me in charge of doing a public affairs program. You know, the kind that run early on Sunday morning. That nobody listens to.
But it makes, like, a city official feel good because they're on the radio, and then
right.
You have to explain, no, it's taped to air in the middle of the night on Sunday.
That's exactly what it was. Man, you'd have the city councilman on. You'd have some organization
on. Yeah,
and they
bloviate on, and you just let them go because it doesn't matter.
This is a true story, and I really wish I remembered the clown's name. This is circa 1986, 85, 80. It had to be 86.
You're talking back when the Dolphins were good.
Yes. The Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus was coming to Sanford, Florida. And their big attraction that year was that they had the legendary... whoever he was, Coco Ho-Ho the Clown, who spent 50 years with Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
So like a farewell tour thing?
He was started like in the 40s during the war years of World War II. He had been a clown and he retired from Ringling.
See, that's a good clown.
And... I don't know if it was because of money or some kind of issue. Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers got him for one season to come out of retirement. The legendary historic clown, whatever he was.
Hoo-ha the clown.
Hoo-ha the clown. And the program director of the radio station, Al Burke, thought it would be a good idea for the public affairs show that this is a great community thing, that this clown is coming out of retirement. You should interview him, Stan, for your public affairs show. Okay.
I would have liked to have seen Al interview him.
So, Ho-Ho the Clown comes into the studio in full makeup, because I guess they had a show that night. Full makeup. The legendary, because everyone had their own set of paint that they wore. This was...
That was their signature.
Yep. This guy was as old as dirt and could barely walk and barely breathe. And so I get him in the studio like we're sitting here. And I said, hi, welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This Sunday, the Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus is in town. And the legendary Coco the Clown, or whoever he was, is making his grand return to the circus. And he had his signature, hey, kid. And we couldn't record it because... I'd like to introduce everybody. You know him and love him. Generations. Ho-Ho the Clown. Oh, he got into one of these spasmodic coughs where he couldn't sit up straight. It was nothing but phlegm coming out of him. He could barely. And the lady that brought him asked him if he could go to another room to gather himself and try it again. Because he was really that he couldn't stop coughing.
Like a death rattle?
Yes. And he came back in. We tried it again. He couldn't do it. And canceled that. There was no program that Sunday.
You know what? We have not, thinking about that, historically, we have not done well interviewing people wearing makeup or costumes.
Never. Never. Or they have a persona of something.
Yeah. Remember when we were supposed to interview Spider-Man and then we found out he wasn't allowed to talk?
Yeah. That was at Universal.
They said, oh, Spider-Man's going to be coming in, and you got to interview Spider-Man, and you and I are looking at each other like, how do you interview Spider-Man? And then Spider-Man shows up in full costume, we're on the radio, and he's not allowed to talk.
He had an assistant telling us about it while Spider-Man was dancing around the studio.
Which nobody saw.
Nobody saw! We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Rob Show up next. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. It's North Fort Myers. Traffic control, they're calling it. Hancock Bridge Parkway in Orange Grove Boulevard. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I want to learn how to speak Spanish. You know what I really learn how to speak? I'd like to learn how to speak French, because that's some cool French. You can say I got a in French if it sounds good.
On te dit neuf fois de suite, poupou.
Oh, just sound good, man. I don't like that Arabic that the mother be speaking in the 7-Eleven. It sound nasty. I'm getting all this. That's a word in Arabic. That means something to them. They be walking out to you. Can I have a ham and cheese hero? Never mind, man. I don't want no hocking on my bread, motherfucker. Spanish, the language. You know I want to learn how to speak Spanish? But I was always a Ricky Ricardo buff. I thought when he would get mad at Lucy and be saying, curse it, I said, go on, Ricky, curse the bitch out. Ricky would lose his mind. Ricky was cool. For the 50s, Desi Arnaz, Ricky Ricardo was a cool mother. He had his baggies on and pointy shoes and the club babaloo. My heart's on the carriage, he's for hire, senora. For yes, as long as you desire, senorita. We're gonna ride Bukit de Manana and come to Havana with me. And my Cuban captain. Remember that?
You'd be sitting there like this. He had a cool ass laugh too. I would like him to go, ah, 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 ah. It's just so ridiculous. Hey, Fred.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ray.
Ray, you ready for your question? I'm looking for the number one answer.
Yes, sir.
Name something a young child takes with him when he runs away from home.
Favorite toy.
Number one answer.
I would have thought knapsack. You got to get a stick and then a little pillowcase.
That's on the list, but it was not number one. Toys or a teddy bear, number one answer. What would you like?
A pewter mug.
Done. You got it.
Where did the stick with a pillowcase come in?
Teddy bear toys, number one. Clothes, number two. Food, number three. A blanket, number four. And a backpack. Number five, which would be the stick with a handkerchief.
That's what I did.
Yep.
I showed them all. You're going to be sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to be sorry. I'll show y'all.
But they weren't. They weren't sorry.
Let me try one on you, Haney, and then we'll take a break.
Only got a half a block.
This should be...
But then again, I'd recently learned to walk.
Yep. That's a dumb question.
I thought there was no such thing.
Well, that's what they say. Well, I'll... You'll get the number one here. Name a weapon that you would use to scare off a burglar. Name a weapon that you would use to...
Should I be clever or just give you the answer?
Just give me the answer.
Gun?
Yep, number one. Followed by baseball bat, knife, shoe, pepper spray, dog. There you go. We're going to take a break. Dog. Speaking of, I was talking about my old man. We had a Doberman Pinscher at our house. We lived on a farm, and the Doberman Pinscher was good guard dog.
Yeah, I was always taught that they can be trained and they can be vicious, but as they get older, their brains shrink.
Evidently, we had somebody. Now, keep in mind, we lived on a farm, and it for somebody to come to our door in the middle
of the
night
effort.
Was an effort. You had a long
walk.
You
didn't stumble across Stan's house.
You did not. So, about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Not like having a brownstone in the city.
Yep. About 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody's car had broken down on the state road, which was down the bottom of our trail, and made their way up to the house to see if they could use a phone or something. This was before cell phones. And started ringing our doorbell nonstop.
Bad house to choose.
At like 3 o'clock in
the
morning.
Bad house to choose.
So my old man gets up, goes to the door, and sure enough, it was an honest thing. The car had broken down, needed to make a phone call to call a wrecker. Appreciate your help. And so my father went and let him use the phone, and sure enough, wrecker came, took away his car. The whole time, our Doberman Pinscher didn't wake up and was sound asleep under the desk in the kitchen after the band left. My old man got the dog and beat the crap out of him.
I believe that. Well, you know how times change. You know what happens when a car breaks down now.
What?
Happened over the weekend. I don't know if it was Boca, Lauderdale, somewhere over there east. Guy is probably around 70. Saturday morning, knock at his door. Landscaper... at the door, going, hey, you mind moving your car? The old man goes, what are you talking about? My car's in the driveway where it always is. What are you bothering me for? He goes, no, I mean your new car out front. He goes, I don't have a new car. Guy goes out there. There is a Tesla parked on his front lawn with an extension cord from the Tesla all the way up to his outdoor outlet.
Charging.
He lets it go for a couple hours. Nobody picks it up. So he finally calls the cops. They track down the owner. young guy shows up with his little girlfriend. And the homeowner's like, you know, WTF, man. And he goes, I was visiting friends in the neighborhood, and then I ran out of juice, and I didn't want to bother you, and I didn't know what to do, so I just plugged it in. And the guy laughed it off and said, well, you know, you're stealing from me. This has been plugged in for 12 hours.
Yeah.
You're taking electricity from me. And the guy was all shook up, and all he could think to do was apologize.
Yeah.
And so the guy let him go on his way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, his wife was out of town, I guess, in Orlando with some grandkids or something. When she got home, all hell broke loose, and now she wanted to sue the guy and said, he's damn lucky that it was him home alone and not me, or I'd give him a piece of my mind. But that's what happens now. Your car breaks down. You don't go wake anybody up. You just take an extension cord out, run it up to the house, and let it sit.
And all you do-gooders out there thinking that you're saving the environment by having an electric car that has to be plugged up to something that has electricity, which, of course, is generated from oil and coal.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
And you know what? Maybe spring for the extra large battery.
Yep.
If you're going to use it that much.
Yep, for the extra 100 miles.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, it is fastest thing on earth when it's got a full charge.
Yep.
But when it doesn't, it doesn't move.
Yep.
Blue skies. Yep. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.